Good evening, everybody. Shalom Aleichem.
This meeting is being recorded.
We left off last week on Daf Mem Zayin on Beis, and the learning is dedicated tonight to Zecher Nishmas Reb Chaim Arbisfeld. The Braisa was the long Braisa started at Amud Aleph and it continues on Amud Beis about how you deal with a potential convert. So first you tell him it's not so easy to convert. There's a lot of anti-Semitism. What are you looking for trouble? Going to have difficulty getting a shidduch. You have to warn him what he's getting into. And then if he agrees, then once he really agrees, then the Gemara has a loshen shuhi mitzvah loy mashinan. It's a mitzvah to be mekabel ger. That's what we spoke about last week. Where is the mitzvah? So most rishonim assume haftamas hager. Some say no, haftamas hager is only after he converted already. Then it's a haftamas hager to be mekabel ger. Why should that be a haftamas hager? So that we mentioned last week, the Ravid in the Balei HaNefesh gives up a different market. It doesn't say what happened to the Ger. So Gemara says, once you see that the Ger really means business and he really made up his mind, then we don't postpone, we don't delay. First you do the Mila, then you do the Tvila in that order. But the Evid, Tosis raised the issue that Tav Tosis, what if he did it out of order? Is a Machlek, is the Ramban and the Ra'or. Rabo was a Talmud of the Ramban. So that's the Shach Taskan said that's a Sveke Dina. If you first had the Tvila and the Mikveh for the Ger, and then you had the Mila, that's a Sveke Dina. So he said you have to repeat again the Tvila and the Mikveh, B'li Bracha, Nisafik. Okay. And then the Gemara has the Lashon, the Mokam Shanita Tabela, Shom Ger V'Yabim Meshuchar Toifim, the same Mikveh that you need. But Tvila Sanida, you need Bem Soa, so the same Mikveh is needed for Tvila Sager. We pointed out that mikveh serves for three different distinct purposes. If there are four things in the whole wide world, then the kabbal tuma, odd mekelim, ochlam, and mashkim. So odd mekelim have tefillah in mikveh, except for klicheres. Klicheres and the kabbal tuma has no tefillah in mikveh. If it becomes tummy, the only thing you can do is to break it. Once you break it, it no longer maintains the tumah, because if it's not a kli, if he smashed it, it's not a kli anymore, so it can't even retain tumah. Not only can it be mekabel tumah, even if it was mekabel tumah from before, the tumah will disappear. So from the four things that are mekabel tumah, all the mekelim have tvila in the mikveh. So that's one din of tvila in the mikveh, to remove tumah. Then there's another din in order to endow somebody or something with kedusha. So let's say a ger, or when the Kohanim were chosen, so they were given Kedushas Kuna, so they all had to be tovel in the mikveh. Or a Kohen has Kedushas Kuna, he's not allowed to marry a Grusha, Zayna v'Halala, even if he's not wearing big dekuna. But when the Kohen puts on big dekuna, then we say his Kedushas Kuna is enhanced. His man should be gdeim aleim kunasam aleim, ain't big gdeim aleim, ain't kunasam aleim. When the Kohen puts on the Big Dekun and the Beis HaMikdosh, he has a higher level of Kedushas Kunashet HaMikdosh. So before he does Avodah, he has to be Tovel in the Mikveh. Before he puts on the Big Dekun, he's not going to be Tovel in the Mikveh with the Big Dekun on. I'll get them all wet. Before he's about to put on the Big Dekun, he's Tovel in the Mikveh. That's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does the Avodah in five different units. First he does Avodah in Big Dezov, then in Big Dezov, Big Dezov, Big Dezov, Big Dezov, five units. So each time he's about... In the morning, he's about to put on Big Day Kuna. He's Tovel in the Mikveh. He takes it off. His Kedushas Kuna is lowered down to the level of Kedushas Kuna should be Gvulet. Then he wants to put on the Big Day Love, and he has to be Tovel a second time. Each time he's about to put on the Big Day Kuna five times on Yom Kippur, he has to be Tovel in the Mikveh each time. So he's Tovel five times. Then when you have Tvilas Kelim Hanikchem in Anochri, if you buy pots and pans or forks and knives, glaze suit them, not that you buy a suit. If you buy clay suda that you prepare food in, or you eat food in it, so the Rabbi Yoina writes in the Sefer Yisrael Heta Horach, that's what they quote every page in the Eredet, they quote the Rabbi Yoina from the Yisrael Heta. So the Rabbi Yoina writes, it's like Geras, you're Megayer the Kelim. So you want to be, that's why Tesis points out, even though a clay that's Tomei, let's say you have a needle is Tomei, you want to be Tovel in the Mikvus, and in Atura you don't need Bamsoa. It's really enough with the revius of water. Revius is very little, a beitza machza of water. But if you want to be tovel kelim, hanikchem and anochri, that's a tefila for halo as kedusha. To give the kelim, like to be megar the kelim. So that Tosfos writes on the last daf of Masechus Avodah Zarah, they need Aboy Mesoah, Menat Torah. If you have a kli that became Tami Menat Torah, if it can fit into a revius, you can be Torah from a revius. And it's only the Rabban on the Gemara says in Nazir, they are Mevatel Adin, and they require you should be Torah Kelim Tmeim and Mesoah. But by Kelim HaNikchem and Anochri, if you buy clay Suda, pots and pans or forks and knives from Anochri, so for that you have to be Torah in Mesoah Menat Torah. So those are two dinim of tefillas kam. Then there's a third din that's questionable whether it's connected or not. Anisha is a nida, she's asura al baila. Even asura, not la baila. Let's say a single girl is also asura. Some thought that the whole reason for nida is kedei lechabva al baila. So if the girl is single, the law is the isa nida, tashmish anida doesn't apply. So that's the first sif in ilchas nida, the mefarshim explained. Even though the Gemara gave a whole reason for the mitzvah of Nida, that she should be Chaviv al Baila every month, they should be excited to be together, but the reason doesn't apply to single girls, but the Yisra Karis still apply. The Yisra Bia still applies. So the din is that if Anisha is a Nida, and she's Tevel in the Mikveh, she becomes Materis. Is that a function of the Tumah? Do you say, well, Nida is an Ad HaTumah? And any nida who's an avatuma is asura the tashmish. And if she's tevel on the mikvahs and a mele, she's not a nida. So a mele is now is it totally zed to zed? Is the yisir lebaila a function of the tumah betara or not? So Rabbi Hana Vassaman has a whole sefer on Yevamos that's called Kovitzel Aris, very fundamental sefer. So on our daf, he discusses it in connection with the second Tosus, a mem zayin on the base. That the Rishonim discuss, where does it say in the Chumash that a Nida Lebaila has to go to Mikveh? Maybe after the 7 days of Rab, she becomes Materis Lebaila without being Tevel on the Mikveh. So some say, no, it's self-understood. A Nida has to go to Mikveh to remove the tumor, and Nisa Lebaila is the function of the tumor. So of course, when you remove the tumor by being Tevel on the Mikveh, so a Mela shall be Materis Lebaila. So Rabbi Chana has a long Arichas, where he quotes many Rishonim who disagree. That he quotes Rishonim that there are cases where the woman is an Av HaTumah, she's a Nida an Av HaTumah, and she's Materis Labaila. And there are cases the reverse. The woman is a Nida Labaila, and she's not an Av HaTumah. It's not totally Zed to Zed. I think we must have mentioned last week when we spoke about Yakir Enela Acherim. So we spoke about the Klal that appears in the Gemara, Isamitumah, Mamoina Yisura Loy Afina. So we said over in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the Pasuk in Parsha Shoftim says, Ki pala mimcha dova la mishpat, if you won't know what the din is, bein dam le dam, bein din le din, bein nega le nega, divi rivas bisharecha. If there'll be a machlokes, divi rivas bisharecha is causing friction in the community. Because one rab says awesome, one rab says mutter. That you have it, each rabbi in his own village paskins the way he wants to, that's fine, that's normal. And the Rebbeinu Shalom wanted there should be Yud Beis Shvatim in every Sheva should have its own Bez Nagodol, and they should have 12 different Drachim in Avodas Hashem, Shevet Reuven, Shevet Shimon, fine, that's okay. But if you're going to have friction in the same community, there's going to be a Machlokes, that's not a problem. In this community, Paschal like Vishama, in that community, Paschal like Vizil, that's not a problem. But if they're all in the same Beis Medrash, and it's Dibei Rivas B'Sherecha, causing friction, then it says we come to be Alisa Lamokim. You have to present the Charlotte to the Bez Nagolim, whatever they paskin is binding on everybody. But I get the impression from the Gemara that they rarely present the Charlotte to the Bez Nagolim. Each community will follow their local Orthodox rabbi and Shoin and their Eilu the Kim Chai. There was hardly any friction. The Bez Nagolim really paskin Charlotte that were binding on all of Klal Yisrael. The role of the Bez Nagodol was not so much the Paskin. The role of Bez Nagodol was, it was the international koilal of Klal Yisrael. They carry on the tradition of the Torah Shem Alpeh. They transmit the Torah Shem Alpeh from generation to generation. Not necessarily by Paskin and Shabbos, just by sitting and learning. And that's why the Bez Nagodol is the only Bez that we meet on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. Because it's a koilal, it's not for Paskining. The other Batidinim that are just for Paskining, Dinei Torah, for Paskin, Dinei Nefashis, so since there's a din ain donim on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Zeir Shem Yichtov, we're afraid that he may jot down notes. If you're going to have a din Torah, you're going to have a din in the Fashis case on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Zeir Shem Yichtov. But the Bez Nagodol is not really a bezna for paskening. Once in a long while, they had a paskin. Most of the time, they just sat and they learned and they transmitted the Torah Shemal Peh from generation to generation. So again, in that pasuk, it says, when a certain matter of halacha will be hidden from you, you don't know what the din is, and there will be friction, then yes, the bezna garon. So the Chaim Elozhen and the children of the Grua quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, Kan kiddel hatera kol gimel chelke hatera. They dam le dam, they din le din, they nevish and nevish are three different areas of halacha. Dam le dam is dam nida and dam tohar. Isa veheter. Din le din is dinimam, and it's a nega and a nega is tumme vetara. So kol hatera kula falls into three different categories. And all of the dinim within the category of Isa veheter fit into one big pattern. All the dinim and dinim amenis fit into one big pattern. All the dinim and tumah v'tara fit into one big pattern. You can learn that in mitnei echad l'chaver, right? Because all the dinim have to fit in, has to be one system, one mosaic. But you can't learn out from one area to the other. The Gemara says, isim mitumah lo yafina, because isim v'hetu is one area. Tumah v'tara is a different area. That's a Gemara in the end of Perek Mitzvah's Chalitza. We learned it last year. Then there's a Gemara brachas on that chav. The Gemara says, also, that's what we were talking about last week. How can Rabbi Yudah learn out from the Pasuk Yakir, just like the father has nemanis to say who the Pchor is, even though he's an Erechor, and even though it's Dini Mamanis, and even though he's a Korib, special nemanis of the father, so too he's nemanis to say, B'nizah Mamzah, B'nizah Ben Grusha. What do you mean, just like so too, Kishem Shem? What do you mean? This is Dini Mamanis, and this is Itzvahetta, Isurim Imamana Le'afina. That's what the Rishonim worked on that kash. That's what we spoke about last week. So that's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, that the three different areas of halacha. There's Dam the Dam is Isurahetta, and Din the Din is Dini Mamanis, and Negel the Negel is Tumah Vitar. You can learn out Din Echad Lachaveru Min A Bay within one area, but you can't learn out from A to B, or B to C, or A to C. Those are three different areas. So that's the discussion that the Rishonim have over here. Just because you have Pesukim that it's obvious that a Nida who's an Av HaTume wants to become Tohar has to go to Mikveh, who all the Mekelim that are Tome have to be taken to the Mikveh to remove the Tume. But who says that a Nida who's Asur LaBailah has to go to Mikveh? Maybe when the 7 days are up, she's Materis without going to Mikveh. Who says that there is such a concept? Who says that there is such a concept that the tefillah is mater? Can you imagine such a thing? Let's say I'll take out, buy a trefa salami, nevela trefa, and I'll dip it in a mikveh, it'll become kosher. There is no such thing. You table trefa things in a mikveh, doesn't make it kosher. So why should it work by a nida? So if you would have said that the isa nida labaila is a function of tumah v'tahara kolzman, the woman is an abhatumav nida, she's asur labaila. Once you remove the tumas nida, then she's materis labaila, then it would be fine. So the isa v'het is a function of the tumah v'tahara. So tumah v'tahara, we know you need tefillah in the mikveh. But that's what Rabbi Chanan Rasman called, said, many rishonim hold, you can have a nida who's an af hatumah, who's materis labaila. You can have a nida who's asur labaila, and she's not an af hatumah, she's toira. So the two are not totally zebizeh. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel comments, and Asman Deraisa, he says, you see from this part of the Vilna Gaon, that the Vilna Gaon held that Nida Labaila is not a function of Tumah V'Tara. Because he commented on the Pasuk, Dam the Dam Din the Din Nega La Nega, Kan Kidl HaTara, Kol Gimel Chalke HaTara. Dam the Dam is Isa V'Heter, Din the Din is Dinim Amenis, and Nega La Nega is Tumah V'Tara. So if Nida Labaila is a function of Tumah V'Tara, so Dam the Dam belongs in the area of Nega La Nega. It's really, the Isa Labaila depends on the Tumah V'Tara. The Pasuk should have given a different example of Isa V'Heta. So from the fact the Chumash gives you the example of Dam Ladam, Dam Tohar, and Dam Nida, obviously you see that Nida Labaila is a separate Isa. So there would have really been, there are really three different dinim of Tvila in a mikveh. The basic din, the most famous din is, to remove tumah, or the mekelim that are tumah, except for kli cheres. Tvila in the mikveh doesn't help, but usually or the mekelim that are tumah. So if you're tevil, you remove the tumah. Then you have tvila in the mikveh to be mala to a higher level of kedusha. like by a ger at b'chiras kohanim, and that it's tefilas kelim handikchem and anochem. Then you have a third din, the tefilas nida. So that's what the rishonim work on. The rishonim and the gerim. How do you know that the nida labayla needs tefilas nida? So it's a big discussion. What exactly is the mocker? Some of the rishonim say that the dinim of chatzitza are not exactly the same. The gemara sounds like they're exactly the same. The Gemara's lashon is b'makom, the same mikveh she nida tavela sham gevi ad b'mishulcha toivim. They have the same dinim of mikveh. Kol davar shechaitzes b'tvil lechaitzes b'ger di ad b'mishulcha. The hilchas chatzitza are the same. That's what it sounds like. Whatever is chaitzes, kol davar shechaitzes b'tvil by nida is chaitzes b'ger di ad b'mishulcha u'benida. Pash b'shat the dinim of chatzitza are the same. This is a shtickle, a problem. How do you deal? There's a Gemara and Daf Ayin Ches. We spoke about it last week and 2 weeks ago. The Gemara there, Ayin Ches Amin Alev, says if a non-Jewish Nochris is pregnant and she wants to be Megayer, and then later on, so she's Tovel in the Mikveh, she Mekabel on Mitzvah, she converts. So when the baby is born, the baby will not require Tefillah in the Mikveh. That's what the Gemara says. Moberish and this Gaira Benoah Eino Tzorech Tefillah. That's three lines from the bottom of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph and Yevamos. Omar Rava, it's Rava's din. Nachris Muberish and Izgarib Beno Ein Tzarach Tefila. The Gemara says, why is Ein Tzarach Tefila? Why isn't the mother's body a chatzitza between the Meha Mikveh and the Uber inside? So if you would hold Uber Yerachima Keiva Meva Reha, then the Gemara says, fine. But that's the big machlekes hatanoim, and the machlekes diri and the rabbinatam had a paskin, with uba yerechima, uba lav yerechima. So the Gemara asks, what if you all do uba lav yerechima? So it's a separate goof. There's shne goofim. The uber is one goof, the mother's another goof. So why isn't the mother's body a chatzitza for the uber? So the Gemara says, well, he's ain't a makbid. The baby, the uber is very happy being inside the mother's body. And the only time there's a din of chatzitza is when it's Ruba or Makbid. But if he's Zayna Makbid, it's not a Chatzitza. So the Gemara should have given the answer, but mit the Rabbanan it's a Chatzitza. The din is Minatoira, in order to be a Chatzitza, has to be Rova of the body is covered. Let's say I have a Chatzitza ink on my fingers, or have paint. A person has paint on his fingers. So if he would go to a wedding or for Shabbos, he would remove all the paint, remove all the ink. He doesn't want to look awful. So that's, if it's a thing that sometimes is going to insist to remove it, then it's called makbid. If the person, he always writes all the time and his fingers are always full of ink, or he's a painter, he always paints and he never removes the paint, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and even when he goes to a wedding, he doesn't remove the paint. So then it's eno makbid. But let's say, if sometimes he would be makbid to remove it, then it's called a makbid. So the minatoira, it's only considered a chatzitza if roiv of the body is covered with the chatzitza, and the person is makbid about it. If you have roiv of the body covered, ve'ena makbid, then it's not a chatzitza min haTorah, but the Rabbanan that's a chatzitza. Ruba ve'ena makbid is a chatzitza min the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says there, by the Muberish and his Gaira, the Tvila is good for the Uber. When the Uber is born, you won't have to be Megayer, you won't have to be Tevil the baby again. The baby's Yotze with the Tvila that he has, when the mother's Tevil in the Mikvah. So the Gemara asks the Kashba, how is it good? So Bishleim, if you hold Uber Yerachim or Eva Meva Reha, so the mother was Teufel in the Mikvah, so the Uber was Eva Meva Reha, so the Tefillah was Chal on the Uber too. But if you hold like the other Tanaim and the other Rishon and the Uber, Lav Yerachim, I'll feed in the two different Gufim. So why shouldn't the mother's body be a Chatzitza? So the Gemara says, well, maybe you'll say the baby is not Makbid, but it's no good over here because, and they should have said because it's Rubai. Ruba Veda Makbid is a Chatzitza. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's Kuloi. And Kuloi, even if you're not Makbid, constitutes a Chatzitza. Even an inch of the baby doesn't touch the Meha Mikveh. The entire baby is, the mother's body is a Chatzitza on the entire Uber. No part of the Uber is touching the Meha Mikveh. So that's what the Gemara says. It should be a Chatzitza. So there's a Tesis Yishonim. The last, the tiny letters on the side of the Gemara. It's not in the regular Tosis, but it's in the Tosis Yishan. The Tosis Yishan raises the issue, why did the Gemara go so far to say that it's Kulai, even though he's ain't a Makbid, it's still a Chatzitza? He should have said, Ruba and Makbid, Ruba ain't a Makbid, it's a Chatzitza, Midrabban. So he comes up with a Chiddush, he says that those dinim Milta makbid is a chatzitzim and rabbanon. And Ruba veino makbid is a chatzitzim and rabbanon. That's only for tefillas nida lebaila, or for tumah v'tara. But for if a person wants to be megayer, they never made the chumras from the rabbanon. If you have rubai veino makbid, or you have milta makbid, the chumras from the rabbanon are never made. We don't accept that Tosfos Hishtanim. We don't hold like that. And the Pashtus and our Gemara is against it. Because the Braisa and our Gemara said, whatever is chaitzitz by the Nida, that was the Loshan on Braisa. Chol Dovah she'chaitzitz b'tvila chaitzitz b'ger b'yad m'shucha b'nida. All the dinim of chatzitz are the same. Whatever is a chatzitz by Nida, chatzitz by the ger. So that's why we don't follow that Tosfos Hishtanim. But some wanted to take that Tosfos Hishtanim and then apply it to Tfilas Kelim. When you buy Kelim from the store, glasses, let's say, and it belonged to a Nachri store owner. So you're supposed to be toggling in a mikveh. So a lot of times you have a sticker on the bottom of the glass, and you don't realize it till later. So it'll often be it's a miut, it's not a right, it's a miut. It's a miut of the surface of the glass of the cup, but it's a miut hamakbid because when guests come, you're probably going to be makman not to use that glass that has a sticker on the bottom. It's sloppy unless the sticker says this is such an expensive utensil, it's such a fancy make. But just tells you how much it costs, 25 cents or something. Then it probably it's a miut hamakbid. So some Achranim wanted to say that just like the Tosfos Hishtanim says that the Chumras of Miut HaMakbid, Ruba Sheina Makbid, don't apply to a Ger, it shouldn't apply to Tfilas Kelim either, because the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Tenisa the Heta Ha'arach wrote that Tfilas Kelim, Tfilas Klei Suda, is a din of Geiris on the Kelim. So just like Tosfos Hishtanim said that the Chumras of the Rabbanon of Miut HaMakbid and Ruba Sheina Makbid don't apply to Ger, shouldn't apply to Tfilas Kelim. We don't hold like that Tosfos Hishtanim. We don't hold like the whole thing, even though he has a shtikel ha'chacha from the Gemara on Daf Ein Ches. We follow this Gemara. This Gemara seems to say all the dinim of chatzitza are the same. But the Rishonim want to make a difference between we don't always, the dinim are not always 100% the same. In Hilchas chatzitza, not always the same. Okay. The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's always the same. So then the Gemara gives a running commentary on this long braisa. Finally, the braisa is over, about the 13-14 lines from the top of the Amud, Mem Zayin the base. So the Gemara continues. Oh, Mamar, it says in the braisa, they're going to dissect every line, give a running commentary. So it says in the braisa, Ger Shepozel Yizgair, Amlam Arisu Shepozel Yizgair. We tried to dissuade him. So why did he try to dissuade him? Why? So the Gemara says, my taima, the parish nifresh, if he changes his mind, he decides not to convert, not to go through all with it, we'll be happy. Why will we be happy? It's a problem. Whenever you have a ger, usually it brings about a problem. Why is it a problem? So we spoke about it a little bit 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we spoke about it. Tosfos quoted a questionable tam from Arashi, that Kodisol Arevim Zebizeh, so the Gerim a lot of times don't know all the details of the Halacha, and we will be punished, Kodisol Arevim Zebizeh, will be punished because of the fact that the Gerim are Mezalzel Amitzus. So Tosfos quotes that Rashi has the Kasha on that from the Gemara in Soita it would appear that there's no Din of Orvus like Abi Gerim, there's only Din of Orvus on the Jews amongst themselves, but there's no Orvus to a Nochrish and his guy. So that's very questionable whether that's so. I told over the story that one of the boys, one of the rabbis in yeshiva, he learns in the Kabbalah, says one of the rabbis in yeshiva, so his next door neighbor is a ger. And on Purim, he didn't feel well. So he asked his next door neighbor, the Israel, maybe you'll read the Megillah for me when you come home. So the next door neighbor wanted to be at the Megillah in Shul. L'chatchil is preferable to be at the Megillah Basara with a minion. So how can he lay in the Megillah a second time for the next neighbor? Because Yotze Meitze, even though I was Yotze, I'm still called Mechuy Bedov, because Kodis Ola Reim Zebizeh. But if you hold like that, Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, there's no Orvus Legabi Gerim. then if he was Yotze, if the fellow was Yotze Mikra Megillah and Shul, he can't read again only for the Ger, unless he's going to have another Jewish person there, not a Ger. But if the only one who needs a Mikra Megillah is a Ger, then you hold that there's no Orvos Lagabi Ger. It's a big Chiddush. The Paschim don't quote this Lala. They don't quote it to say that there's no Orvos by Ger. The Pashtus is, they assume there is Orvos. The wise Koshim Gavin saw Kisapachas. So Tosis has another pshat, Ein Ashkena Shara Ela Mishpachas Nichosa Shad B'Yisrael, that the Gerim are going to intermarry with regular Jewish people. It's going to be a lack of Hashuas Ashkena on their children, because it's lacking Mishpachas Nichosas. And then Tosis has, the last line of Tosis, they suggest, this is special Yisrael, Einoas HaGer. There's a Din Lasonu Isha Sami, so you have to be very careful. After Rachakam Oicha applies to all the Jews, and then there's a special mitzvah, Ahavas Ager. Haftamas Ager, repeated quite a few times in the Chumash. And a special love, Oinoas Ager. To treat the Ger very carefully. You have to be very careful with the Ger. So it's hard to be so careful. A lot of times we'll be a little bit improper with the Ger, and we'll be in violation of Oinoas Ager and Ahavas Ager. And Tosis in Gidushin quotes Rabbeinu Avram Hager. He himself was a ger. So he has a faket, the pshat, and the gemara. Tosis Shoshana quotes it over here. That a lot of times the gerim are medaktik, the gerim don't have any family tradition. So they read what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and they're makbet to observe the dinim. So they show up the FFBs, the frum from birth. The other people were born Jewish. We went to yeshiva from the time we were in kindergarten. And we're not as careful as the ger is in Shmiras HaMitzvahs. So it comes out, it's a kitrug on Klal Yisrael. So Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas, because the gerim are a lot of times are very medaktik in the mitzvahs, and the Bnei Solam is also in the mitzvahs, so it's a kitrug on us. So the different interpretations, why is Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kisapachas? Sapachas means negatzaras. It's a problem. When you mekabel a ger, it's a problem. So the question is, in which direction is the problem? Okay. Then it says, Modim osam leket shikropeya. Why do you have to tell about leket shikropeya? So the Gemara says, because Amar Rav Yechanan ben Nochner agal pachas mishavu putam. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that the Rishen and Mitzvah is b'nei noach, and by us, we have whole chiluk edinim. Sometimes you have Misa, have Skibla, Sreifa, Herik, Chenik, sometimes you have Malkis, sometimes you have Koris, Misa, B'dei, Shamayim. Sometimes you have a punishment, you pay money. Sometimes you don't even pay money. Knas, Mammon, a whole series, a whole system of onshin. And by B'nei Noach, there's always the same Einesh, Misa. Azharosam, whenever the B'nei Noach violates any Azara, any of the Isurim, Azara means an Avera. Whenever the B'nei Noach violates any Avera, Azharosam, Zui Misosam, the punishment will be Saif. Some of the Rishonim write a Loshim because by the Nochrim, the only way to get them to understand that they really mean business is to give Einish Misa. Anything less than that is not going to help. Yeah. So the Gemara says the din is a bit nerf by us. If Israel violates Gezel, so he has to pay. He doesn't get the death penalty. By the name Noach, the din is so strict. Azaras and Zulim is awesome. And there's no difference between a Shavuot Put and Pachas Meshavuot Put. The Ben Noach is Chayv Nisi, even if he steals, a Pachas Meshavuot Put. So therefore what? So that's the reason why you have to tell the candidate for conversion about Leket Shikra Peya. Why? So Rashi explains that the Ger is going to convert, and he's going to have a farm in Eretz Yisrael, and he's going to see that poor people are coming and they're taking Leket Shikra Peya. He's going to take it out of his rifle and they're going to shoot them. They're stealing his food. If he doesn't know Leket Shikra Peya, he's going to be so touchy, he's going to be so sensitive, he's going to kill him. Azarasam Zoim, he saw some. So we tell him in advance that now that you convert, there's going to be a din of Leket Shikra Peya. You have no right to shoot them. They are entitled to take all of the Matnas Anim from your field in Eretz Yisrael. That's how Rashi ends. Other Rishonim say a little differently. Okay, not so important. The other Gemara says we learn out. Then Rabbi Yechanan makes it said, "Benoach is chayv misa on all the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and even if he violates gezel pachas mishavu puto also." And then it says, "V'lo nitan lehishavam." There's no din of Heshev Isagzela. He gets the death penalty. Why is there no din of Heshev Isagzela? So this Gemara appears in Erevin also, here, on the side of Toydav Salam Beis. So in Erevin, Rashi writes, because of Kam Lebe Dirat Mine, since the Nochri is Chayv Misa for Gezel, he doesn't have the Chi of Mamar of the Heshev Isagzela. Taisa says they never heard of such a thing. The din of Kam Lebe Dirat Mine is a quirk of a halacha. That if the Yisrael became Chayiv Misa and Mammon simultaneously be eaten of Asachas, so you give him the death penalty and he doesn't have to pay. And not only Bizman HaTanoim, Bizman HaMishnah, Bizman HaBayis, that Din in the Fashis was observed, was meted out, even Bizman HaZeh, when you don't give any Din in the Fashis, Bizman Shein Beis HaMidush Kaim, there's no Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGozis, and there's no Kohen Oivei, there's no Kohen and Makrav Karbonis. So you can't judge din in the fashas. So even bisman she'ein din in the fashas nagim, the din is still that kam lebe dirat minei. Still, he doesn't have to pay. So Tosis finds that very surprising. Tosis said they don't think that that's the pshat in the Gemara. My nitam lehishavan, the nochri doesn't have to pay the money that he stole because kam lebe dirat minei. No, it means it doesn't help if he gives it back. He's chay misa anyway. But it does mean that he's potter from paying back because kam lebe dirat minei. But that's a quirk of Rashi. Rashi and Erev and interprets like that the din of Kam Levi the Rabbanei applies to the Noach as well. So then the Gemara says, and we discuss with the potential gear before he converts what he's getting into. So we tell him different dinim. So the Gemara says, we learn now from the story of Megillas Rus that when Rus and the army were coming back to Eretz Yisrael, so Ruth tells Naomi she wants to convert. So Naomi tells her, but we have a lot of dinim. She says, we have a din, you can't go chutz l'tum on Shabbos. You're very, very limited. You can't go. So she says, b'shatel chiyelech, wherever you walk, I will walk. I will not go chutz l'tum. Then she says, we can't hang around with, if you're not married to the person, not your husband, you can't be together with the person in the same room. There's an isa yichud. Asalano yichud, such as basatalini olin. Wherever you are allowed to sleep, I'll sleep. I will. She commits herself; she will not violate yichud. Then she says, "We're obligated to observe 613 mitzvahs." She says, "Amech amech, I will observe it." Then she says, "Not allowed to worship over the zara." So she says, "Elokai." Then she says, "We have arba misas bezin." She says, "Bashatamusi omus." I accept upon myself if they give me the death penalty. If I violate, I accept it upon myself. And then she says, and we even after the person dies, we bury him if he's killed by the bezin because of averus that they did, arba misas bezin. So there's separate cemeteries where they bury him. It's a desire that the person has not only that he gets the death penalty from the bezin, he's buried in a bezindika location. They're two different, even though they're four different misas bezin, you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rosh, you're not allowed to bury a rosh hachomer next to a rosh hakal. So some people got the death penalty of Skila, some people got Sreifa. So we pass the Skila's Mochaman and Sreifa. So you really shouldn't be allowed to bury Nisrafim next to Niskolim, because the Niskolim did bigger Averis, and the Nisrafim did less Averis. The same thing, Nechnokim and Nehrogim, Saif and Chenik, they're not on the same level. Each of the Arba Misbezins on a different level. So you really should have had a different cemetery for all of the different Haruge Bezim, but we don't do that. We put Niskalim and Nisrafim in one cemetery. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Salach L'Moshe Messina. Even though it's in a certain sense in violation of the din, Ein Goyfin Sadik Eitzel Rosho, Ein Goyfin Rosho Chomer Eitzel Rosho Kal. The Salach L'Moshe Messina is only by Haruge Bezim. Otherwise, Taka, that is the din. When you have a cemetery, you're not allowed to bury a Rosho next to a Tzadik. That's why the Aguda has their own cemetery, the Mizrahi has their own cemetery, every group has their own cemetery, every shul has their own cemetery, because we assume all the people from the same shul probably do the same amount, same number of averus, so they're probably more or less on the same level of religious observance. So that's why each group has their own cemetery. So this was all told to Ruth before she converted. And that's why she committed herself to everything. I won't violate Yichem, I won't violate going chutz l'tum, so then, when Naomi sees that she really means it, that she's committing herself to everything, Okay, you don't keep on hacking, you don't keep on dissuading. If the ger insists he wants to convert, then he knows what he's getting, he or she knows what they're getting themselves into. So then you megayer them. So then it says, Mala Mosamiya, once the ger agrees to go through the conversion, once we told them, take everything into consideration, make sure you're not making a mistake. And the candidate for conversion says he wants it. So then the Gemara says, Mala Mosamiya, we start right away. Why right away? The Gemara says, because Shihui Mitzvah Lemashin, it's really a mitzvah to be Mekabel Ger. That's what we spoke about, what mitzvah is it? The mitzvah to be Mekabel Ger, man. It's not right to postpone. If you could do a mitzvah today or next week, so you should do it today. You shouldn't postpone the mitzvah till next week. Then the Braisa had a Lashon, when you do the Bris Milah on a male candidate for conversion, it has to be the same kind of a Bris Milah that a Jewish baby would have. A baby who's born Jewish, let's say the parents are Jewish and the baby's Jewish. So even if you don't do the Bris Milah, the baby's Jewish anyway. If he won't do a Bris Milah when he grows up and he'll be a Bar Mitzvah and he won't see to it that he gets a Bris Milah, he'll be punished with Kares. But he's Jewish anyway. Even if he doesn't have a Bris Milah, you bury him in a Jewish cemetery. Ashenikin, if you have a non-Jew who wants to convert, cause money doesn't have the Bris Milah, so the whole Geris doesn't get off the ground. The Bris Milah is necessary. So the Gemara says, whatever is ma'akev in the bris milah of a Jewish baby, there's a mitzvah milah, so that's ma'akev in the bris milah of a ger. It's the same thing. So what is ma'akev? So the Gemara's lashon is, basar chayfe is reva ha'torah, that part of the skin, the membrane that covers over the eva orla, so it's, that covers over reva ha'torah. That's what you have to cut off. If it only covers miyot ha'torah, it's okay. If it covers Reif HaTorah, then it's Tzitzen HaMakman is HaMilah, and it's not a kosher HaMilah. What's the definition of HaTorah? So the Beis Yosef in Hilchas Milah, the Yosef Karo, has a commentary on the Torah that's called the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef and Hilchas Milah, in the end of Yerodei Chela Gimel, quotes a big machlok Kisarishanim, because HaTorah means a crown. So different kinds of crown. Sometimes there's a crown that goes around and around. Sometimes there's a crown that just goes a semicircle on top of the head. So what is the Atorah over here? The Atorah is the last three quarters of an inch. And the Eva HaZachris, the whole thing is called the Atorah. What the Atorah means, a chut ha-makif. The Eva HaZachris, before the Orhor, when the Orhor comes out, so there's an indentation over there. So the Beis Yosef quotes Matzasi Kasu, he saw written, he doesn't identify who Shita it is, that the Chut HaMakif is called the Atorah. So if the Atorah is the whole tip of the Aver, it's possible that you cut off all of the skin that covers the tip of the Aver, but the whole Chut HaMakif, the whole thing that goes around is completely covered. Whereas according to the second pshat, that Torah means that chut ha-makif, he doesn't have any bris at all. They didn't do anything. They didn't begin to cut anything. Basa chayfas rev, Torah goes on the chut ha-makif, not on the whole tip of the egg. So that's Rashi over here. Sounds like he says like that shita, that the chut ha-makif is the Torah, not the whole tip of the egg. That comes out to be a big chumrah. They say that the minkacha was a moil. He wrote a separate sefer on Mila. So when he would sometimes go to the mikveh before he would daven, there would be other people in the mikveh who would be undressed. So he would tell them, you're an oral, and he would pull them to the side, and he would do a bris milah on him, on adults, because a lot of the moilim were mekel. They assumed that the whole tip of the aver is the atorah. As long as the rive is megula, so it's kosher b'di'evit. The Chatchila, the Gemara says, as a dinam zakele v'aveh shidu hidu mitzvah. So either mitzvah means you should have a beautiful pair of tefillin, you should have a pretty tefillin zekel, you should have a nice clean talis, everything should be nice. And also included in either mitzvah is that you shouldn't only rely on ruba kukula, that roiva torah is megula, you should even cut off the basar chayfas miwa ta torah. Mishum zekel ma'aveh, that's how the Gemara says in Shabbos, in Perkab Lezer de Mila. Mishum zekel ma'aveh, you should do a needed job. Remove everything, but even though it's not miyakev, that's a big machloikis. Many poskim hold like this chut ha-makev chumra. It's quite a chumra. The chut ha-makev is the atorah, And you have to make sure that right up that chut amakif is megula. Yeah. Then the Brisa says you have to have two Tamir HaChamim standing next to the candidate for conversion to Madiya him, Mitzvah Mitzvah Skalas and Mitzvah Mitzvah Chamorim. I said, what do you mean two Tamir HaChamim? But Rabbi Yechanan said you need a dozen of three supervising the Gevra. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rabbi Yechanan, when they recited this price in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan, he told the Tana means a person who recites prices by heart. He told them it's a misprint. You shouldn't say Shnei Tamir HaChamim, you should say Shlosha Tamir HaChamim. Because you need a dozen of three. Then the price says, Tova Viola, around 10 miles from the bottom of Mem Zion base. Tova Viola, when the Ger is Tova in the Mikveh and he comes out, he's 100% Jewish like anybody else. What is the mashmois of that? Of course he's Jewish. What does it say? L'chol dvarav? So the Gemara says, what it means is the following. Let's say there's a Jewish person, he was born Jewish. Then he decides to convert to a different religion. So after he converts, then he's Mekadosh and Isha, a Jewish girl. So even though he's a mummer, even though he's Hamer Dasa, he converted to another religion, the din still is the Kiddush and Atofsin by a mummer. So one might have mistakenly thought over here that if a person started off as an Ochri, then he converts to become Jewish, and then he converts back to his original religion, so maybe he has succeeded in undoing the whole conversion, and he's a Goy Gomer. So that's why the Brashi says, no, Harei Yisrael, the Chol Devar is 100% like a regular Jew, just like on a Jew. But we say, once a Jew, always a Jew. Since he was born Jewish, even if he converts to another religion, if he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedush and Achal, so even a Ger, who started off as a Christian or whatever, a different religion, and he converted to become Jew, then he converts back to his original religion. A Muma Shekiddush is Kiddush of Kiddush. Yeah, that's what the Gemara says.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Were the Psukim learned out from Rus, was that just Agav Urcha, or does that actually constitute a list of things that Ba'im Marduan of Ba'im Medaktikim Allah?
Nah, we don't, when we speak at that Gerim, we don't, I've participated quite a bit in Gerus. We don't talk about Chum Shabbos, we talk about Malachas on Shabbos. We don't talk about Bishop Beznam, doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. We don't talk about the Kfuri either, we talk about other things. Are you going to observe Taras HaMishpacha? Are you going to observe Kashrus? Are you going to live near the Orthodox Shul? Make sure you give your children a Jewish education, a religious education. We talk about things that are more relevant. Like a chikrate doesn't apply to us. Yeah, a lot of these things don't. Yeah, you have to say, do you reject the Trinity? Do you believe in one God? Do you believe in Torah and Hashemayim? You have to ask things that are relevant, because sometimes the Nochri converts to Judaism and he doesn't realize that to believe in the Trinity and to be Jewish is a contradiction in terms. He can't be both. Cannot both together. So we have to bring out the things that are relevant. We don't go through all the 613 mitzvahs, but we give some of the highlights. Yeah, this Gemara is a famous issue. This Gemara, Mumer, a Jew who converted to another religion, Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedush and Achal, there was an opinion in the days of the Gaonim, but now it's looked upon as a Birut opinion. We don't accept it all. That Minat Torah, the Jew who converts to another religion, is no longer Jewish. And if his brother dies, leaving no children, the Almana will not need Chalitza because he doesn't have a brother. The brother is not Jewish anymore. The brother converted to another religion. He's not Jewish. Or let's say a couple is married and the husband converts to another religion. So in that Torah, the wife doesn't even need a get. The husband is not Jewish anymore. There was such an opinion. It was popular in the days of the Gaonim, before the days of Rashi and Tosfos, that was such a popular opinion. We usually assume the Gaonim had all the traditions from the days of the Amorim. They were in the two yeshivas, in Surah and Pukpadisa. So we usually assume the Gaonim had all the traditions that Rashi and Tosfos, but this one has not really been accepted at all. This and the Rishonim, these are minority, Shabbat minority opinions, that any Jew who converts loses his Kedushas Yisrael. And it's Mekadosh and Isha, Kiddush and Atofsin, there's only a Chum Midirat Banan, because there's a chance that he may yet do tshuva, he'll become Jewish back again. In Abbas de Rab Nasan, I think we discussed it. Abbas de Rab Nasan, it says Beferish, and it's quoted in Yeriday from Abbas de Rab Nasan, that if a Jew converted to another religion and then he wants to do tshuva, he wants to become Jewish again, he has to be Megayer again. He has to be Megayer in the presence of a Dezen of three. And then the Taz writes there, he needs a Tafas Dam Bris, even though he already had a Bris when he was born. He was born 35 years ago and he converted. Now he wants to convert back to become Jewish. He has to undergo Geiris. Some of the Gaonim followed this Abbas Ram Das, and they understood that it's a real Din Men HaTorah. That the Jew who converted loses his Kedushas Yisrael. He converts officially to another religion, he loses Kedushas Yisrael. He has to be Megayer Men HaTorah. He says a bracha when he's titled in the mikveh. We assume that it's only a chumer with the Rabban. He's titled in the mikveh, believe bracha. And it's a chidish what the Taz said. That he needs a Tavis Dam Bris. It's a chidish. The Pashto says, whenever you do Hatovas Dam Bris unnecessarily, so this also allowed them lachbal biatzma, you're not allowed to cause bleeding. So if you need Hatovas Dam Bris, if it's a real sfeikated din, so you do Hatovas Dam Bris to know for sure that that you're covered. But we really hold that you don't, that the whole geris is only needed as a chumim with the rabban. So you go so far to say you need Hatovas Dam Bris, that's what the Taz says, a big chiddush. Yeah, it's all based, this whole idea is all based on the Gemara, the end of the first Perek in Yevamos. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about the lost 10 tribes. So the Gemara has there, and Nochri, if there's a, here, the Gemara is Tezayin on the base, the end of the first Perek in Yevamos. If a non-Jew is Mekadosh and Isha, Bizman is there, so there's one opinion in the Gemara, Choshishim Mekidushin, maybe he's a descendant, maybe his mother, all the way back, was from the lost 10 tribes. And we lost track. Maybe he's really Jewish. Maybe his mother is Jewish. Maybe his mother's mother, all the way back, from the lost 10 tribes. So the Gemara says, yeah, we don't pass on like that, because we have a Pasuk in Treyasa. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk on Yud Zayin Amid Aleph, at the very end of the first period. They quote a Pasuk from Treyasa. Where is it? From Moshea. Regarding the Seres HaShvatim, Bashem Bagodu, they rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they assimilated and intermarried, kibonim zorim yolodu, because they gave birth to children. The Jewish girls married nochrim, and strictly speaking, if the father's a nochri and the mother's Jewish, the children are all Jewish. That's a mission, it all depends on the mother. But the Pasuk says that once they lived for so many generations as nochrim, they floated so far away from mainstream Judaism, that's Eretz HaShvatim. They totally assimilated. They don't even remember that they're descendants from Jewish people. So that's, the Navi says, they lost their Kedushas Yisrael. So if the Nochri is Mekadosh and Isha, this man has, even if you can ascertain that it's true, that he is a descendant from the Aseres HaShvatim, they lost their Kedushas Yisrael. So there's a big machlokes in Rishonim how far that the Bar Nevuah goes. So some Rishonim, the Sfid Yesh, has a very good tshuva on this topic. So some Rishonim are of the opinion, it's a once in the history of the world, it was such a hirasha. Aseres HaShvatim lost their Kedushas Yisrael. Hashem Bagadu Kibarim Mizar Miyolazim. But it does not apply to any other group who floated so far away from mainstream Judaism that they totally assimilated. Only applies to Aseres HaShvatim. A group of other Rishonim, including the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos, hold no. It applies, it's not a Hirasha once in the history of the world only by the Aseres HaShvatim. Any group of Jews, let's say the Kusim. So there was a period of time that the Kusim, original Geiris, the original conversion of the Kusim was not valid because they still worshipped Abed Azar. The Pasuk says, Elaim Hayu Avdim, they still continue to worship Abed Azar. So there never was any Kabbalah on it. So the initial Geiris that's described in Tanakh was meaningless because there was no Kabbalah on it. But we assume at some later time in history, and that they did convert again, so they were Jewish. We assume that Kusim Ageri Emes, they underwent Geiris the second time, and they were Jewish. But then they started with their shtick. They didn't observe all of Torah Shabbal Peh, they didn't follow the Chachamim. So they made their own group, and some of them even were worshipping the Musioina on Hagrizim, they were worshipping Avodah Zarah. So Rab Meir made Gzeira, and later generations they accepted Rab Meir's Gzeira, The Chachamim declared that since they floated away so far away from mainstream Judaism, we declared that that dinam kenochem. So is this dinam kenochem only lahachmir, that their wine is damyenam, and you're not allowed to marry a kusi because they're nochem and pishach tzebeim and shchitos and adela, and it can't be mitzar from to a minyan. Is it only lachomer or is it even lakula? So some Mishanim say it's even lakula. In Shukrat, they have a shayla. What if a kusi is mekadosh and isha? After a man made the gzer that asam kakum gmurim l'chol d'reyim, that's one of the first parak in Chulin. The mayor felt that it reached the point that kusim had so, floated so far away from mainstream Judaism, some of them, some of the groups of the kusim are worshipping Abu Dazar, so he declared that is dina kakum. So the Rambam says dina kakum, and the kusi, when he dies, is only tamid b'magar b'masin, not mitamid b'ohel. It's lahakel. Sometimes say you're permitted to lend the meribis. He's mamash anachri, and if he's bekadosh and isha, the kedusha are not chal. So that's all based on this pasuk. Bashem baradu, he bought him zar miladu. A whole group of rishonim are of the opinion that it doesn't only apply to the seres hashvatim. It's not a once in the history of the world the rasha of the navi. It applies whenever there's a whole group who floats away so far away from mainstream Judaism. That the Chachamim declare that they're in Gansen floated away. See, that's the question today, the Reform. The Reform probably floated away, further away from mainstream Judaism than the Kusim ever did. The Kusim never had the same-sex marriage and it didn't have intermarriage, all these kind of things they never had. So the Reform are even further away. But nobody declared anything, so we're leaving it like that. If the Bezin will declare that the Reform floated so far away, so then they'll also fall under this category. And if a reformed Jew will decide to do tshuva, they'll have to be megayer. They'll have to be megayer men of Torah. Wow. With the Rabbanan, maybe he for sure they should be megayer, but even men of Torah may have to be megayer. And then the third sheet, that's what the Sri Yesh pointed out, the third sheet there was that any Jew, an individual Jew, not only the Aseres HaShvatim, not only the Kusim, a whole group of Jews, who floated away very far away from mainstream Judaism, any individual Jew who converts loses his Kedushas Yisrael. And if he wants to become Jewish again, he needs a Geiris Min HaTorah, not just a Chomer Midrabanan. We assume in Yerida it's only a Chomer Midrabanan, he needs a Geiris. And in the days of the Gaon, the man held that that's a Din D'oraisa. And they said, let's say a man is married and he dies leaving no children, no descendants, like needs Chalitza, the only surviving brother. Is a brother who converted to another religion, so the Gaonim are of the opinion that you don't need chalitza. The brother is not Jewish. He loses the Kedushas Yisrael. Even an individual Jew converts. So that's, there is such a, by us today, it's a minority opinion that if a Jew converts to another religion, he's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kedushan only Chal Min Rabbanan, we don't hold like that. We assume that it's Kedushan Achal Min Ator. And even the Ger who started off in a different religion, he converted, then he converts back to his original religion. We say still, the Kedushan HaTovsin Min HaTorah. Kedushan HaTovsin Min HaTorah. This is, of course, if he was observant for a while. Let's say the non-Jew said he wants to convert, and he has the bris milah, and he goes to the mikveh, and the same day that he goes to the mikveh, he doesn't daven, and he doesn't bench, and he doesn't wear a yarmulke, and nothing changed in his life. Doesn't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras, Hamishpacha, Gonish, nothing changed. Nothing changed. There was no Kabbalah's on mitzvahs to speak of. So then all Geiris is a shame. There was no Geiris. That's the question. How soon after the Geiris, let's say he keeps mitzvahs for a week, at the end of the week, he doesn't keep anything. So a week is enough to show that he really was Mekabbalah on mitzvah, and then he changed his mind later, or the whole week was a joke. So that's a serious shayla. How long does the ger have to be observant that you have the right to say he's a Yisrael Mumer? He's the ger is Baschal, and his Dina Ki Yisrael Mumer, and the Kiddushan HaTovsin. There's this group, some of them are Israeli rabbis, so they constituted the Bezdin, International Bezdin for Agunas. They meet in America. We have Baruch Hashem enough rabbis in America to take care of all the problems. These Israeli rabbis should go back to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, they'll put them in prison if they do the shtick that they do here, because the Rabbanut is in charge of marriage. So they'll put these guys in jail if they'll tell a woman she's allowed to be married. In America, it's a free-for-all here, so they can see whatever they want. So one of they publicized that Piskei Dinim, so they gave up Sardin. A certain woman does need to get because they ascertained that her husband was Machal Shabbos Befaresia before he married her. Machal Shabbos Befaresia Dina Ka'akum. And an Akum is Enki Dushin Topsin. And I Maisa. There's so many Jews in Machal Shabbos in America. They're all Machal Shabbos Befaresia Dina Ka'akum. It's like a joke. Chal Shabbos Mesa is not Kiddush and Tovson. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Yeah. And then the Brisa continues, and the Gemara on the white lines on the bottom of Mem Zayin and the base, the Gemara continues with this topic, that not only does Gersh and his Gaya require Tvila and Mikveh and Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, and Evet Kanani and Ishtachrer also needs a Tvila Shniyah. He needs a Tvila Mishaina when he became an Eved Kanani. He or his mother or his grandmother, whatever, someone was originally a Nochri. And then they joined a Jewish family. They were Megayer, the Shem Shivcha Kanani, so the Shem Eved Kanani. So let's say the Gir's grandmother. His mother's mother was Megayer, the Shem Shivcha Kanani. So she was Mekabalol Mitzvahs. At the time that she became a Shivcha Kanani, she became a Chayim Mitzvahs Keisha. So then when the Odon is Meshachria, the Eved Kanaina, the Shifra Kanaina is, and they become a Yisrael Gomor, so then the Brisan says you need again a Tvila and a Mikveh, the Tvila of the Shem Geiris, and you need again Kabbalah's Hamitzvahs. That's what it said in the Brisan. That's the first white line on Daf Mem Zayin on the base. Echad Geir, Echad Eved Meshuchra. They have to be Tovel in the Mikveh, and they need a Kabbalah's Hamitzvahs. So this is a famous topic made famous by Chaim Soloveitchik. In his Sefer, he points out that there seems to be a machlokes, the Rambam in the Tosfos, where the Tvila Shniyah of an Eved Shenishtacher is Menatora Midrabanan. I had an Eved Kanani, let's say a man, a male Eved Kanani, he's not chayv in all the mitzvahs, even though he's a man, he's not chayv in the mitzvahs as such as my Brahma. There's not chayv in tzitzis and filin and lulav and shofar and sukkah and so on, like an Isha. Yeah, how do you know that the Eved Kanani is only chayv in mitzvahs ki'isha? So the Gemara says you learn after the Gezeirah Shavah, lo mi'isha. It says by an isha getting divorced because of lo sefer krisis, and it says by the Yashiv Chaknainis, it says achub shalah nitan lo. So you say learn Gezeirah Shavah, lo mi'isha, just like by an isha. The pasuk happens when we're talking about giving a get because of lo sefer krisis. But it says the word law by an Isha, a Jewish woman, it says the word law by Shivcha Kneinis. So we say just like an Isha is only Chayiv in Mitzvah Sesei, Shaloy Azman Brahma, she's not Chayiv in Mitzvah Sesei, Shazman Brahma. So too, the Eved Kanani is only Chayiv in Mitzvah Shaloy Azman Brahma. Mitzvah Sesei, Azman Brahma, the Eved Kanani is. But that's a famous problem Arnina raised. Dovid Kalina was in the early late 1800s, early in Rav Chaim Moses said that was the greatest Gaon that he ever met. And they say Rav Soloveitchik said that when Rav Chaim would go to the meetings of the Rabbanim, all the Polish Rabbanim would gather together, Rav Chaim would want to come on time to make it that he'd be there. Rav Dovid Kalina would come in, he'd be able to stand up out of respect for him. He was considered the big Pesach. Rav Chaim Moses has in a few tshuvas. That's the din, that's Rav Dovid Kalina, Gepaskin, that's the din. So he has Svarim on the Rambam, that's called Piskei Halachas, Rambam Hilchos Ishus. So he has a kasha, that's a murderous kasha. How can you learn out Lola Meisha? Then an Eved Kanani is not chayv in Trillin and Tzitzis and Shoif and Lulav. The Pasuk Lola is talking about a Shivcha Kanani, it's not talking about a male Eved Kanani. It's talking about a Shivcha Harufa. Chufsha Lo Nitan Lo. It's talking about a Shivcha Kanani, so she is a woman. So of course she's Chayv and Mitzvahs Keisha. I don't know if not Zeresh Ava, that even a male Eved Kanani is also only Chayv and Mitzvahs Keisha. That's a strong kasha. That's a strong kasha. He didn't have access to it. The Tosfos Rid has that kasha. He works on the Torah. Tosfos Rid lived in the days of the Rishonim. He lived in Italy, so that's Akash. But that's the Gemara says like that. Yilani Xavishavala Meisha, that the Eved Kanani is only Chayv in Mitzvahs Keisha. So then when the Abikanani becomes Nishtachre, the Odom Frisin, he's going to become Chuyiv an additional mitzvah. So the Brisa says he needs a Tvilah Shniya, he has to be Tovah on the Mikveh, he has to be Kapolos, he has to have Kapolos on mitzvahs for the extra mitzvahs that are coming his way now. So Rab Chaim Soloveitchik in the Sefer on the Rambam points out that there's a fundamental machlokes, the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos, we don't have these Tosfos here. The Muki Yosef on the Rif in Yivam is quotes in the name of Tosfos that the Tfilah Shniya required for the Kareinish and Nishtachre is only with the Rabban. In the Torah, there's no need for Tfilah Shniya. Once he's Nishtachre, he's a full Yisrael. And the Rambam seems to hold not so. It's a fundamental machlokes, what's the nature of the Kedusha of an Eved Kanaini. So Tosfos Shita seems to be that Eved Kanaini has a full Kedusha Yisrael, and usually Kedusha Yisrael means Kedushana b'mitzvah Yisrael. So the Eved Kanaini should be mechuyev in all the mitzvahs of Torah. But there's a special gzeres hakasuv lo lo meisha, just like a woman is exempt from mitzvahs as bangrama, the Eved Kanaini is also exempt. But once you free him, he's no longer an Eved Kanaini. He had a full Kedush Yisrael all along, from day number one, from the time he was Negar Dushem Eved Kanaini, except that Kozman, he had the Avdus on him, he had a tour from Zman Grama Mitzvahs, and once you Meshachar the Avdus, so then it becomes Yisrael Gomer. So that's why the Shita Satesus is that the Tvila Shniya of the Eved Shemeshtacher is only with the Rabban. And the Rambam seems to hold not so. The Rama holds that the Kedusha of the Eved Kanaini, Kedusha Yisrael, the Eved Kanaini, is incomplete. He writes so explicitly. He's not a Nochri, however, Radayim, the Kedusha Yisrael, lo hagia. He doesn't have the full Kedusha Yisrael. Now, Soloveitchik used to always say, like the Rambam, they said, lo la meisha, they say that the women are Mechuyiv, and women are not Mechuyiv in Zman Grama, and the Eved Kanaini is not Mechuyiv in Zman Grama. He said it's not the same. Not that the women in the Eved Kanaini are the same. We say in the morning three brachas, Shalom Sani Goy, Shalom Sani Obed, Shalom Sani Isha. What does it mean, Shalom Sani Goy? It means in mitzvahs. That's the context of the Tosefta is beferish like that. We say Shalom Sani Goy because we have so many more mitzvahs than Shevet mitzvahs ben Enoyach. Shalom Sani Obed, we have more mitzvahs than an Eved. Shalom Sani Isha, I even have more mitzvahs than an Isha. And Isha is on a higher level than an Eved as far as Shmiras on mitzvahs. In what sense is that on a higher level? So Rav Soloveitchik used to give the mashal, if you follow the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Rabbeinu Tam holds that a woman who wants to volunteer to shake a lulav but to sit in sukkah can recite the bracha, even though in a certain sense it's not true. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah yisrael b'tzivanu. It's not true, it's not b'tzivanu. So the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that the women have the same kedusha as the men. But Moshe Feinstein explains in his Sefer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell B'nai Yisrael, atem di kosam l'beis Yaakov to the women, v'sagid l'menei Yisrael to the men, tell the men and the women, the same lashon, atem ti yuli mamlechas kohanim, the goy kodosh. So Moshe says in his Sefer, in the Chuvis, the simple reading of the Pasuk implies that the men and the women have the exact same level of Kedushas Yisrael. And there's no such thing as abstract kedusha, what they call in modern Hebrew, kedusha artilois, abstract kedusha. Kedusha means kedushan b'mitzvah tzivano. When you have the Mishnah and Kalim in the first parak lists up the essay kedushas, Eretz Yisrael has kedusha as opposed to chutzlarns. Ayaratam kavoschlema have a higher level of kedusha. Yerushalayim has a higher level of kedusha. Arabais has a higher level of kedusha. The Azara has a higher level of kedusha. The Kodesh of Kodashim has a higher level, and so on. So each time the Mishnah says each area has a higher level of Kedusha, it gives you an afkamina ledina. When you talk about Kedusha, it means Kedusha is relevant to mitzvahs. So when you say, Shalom Asani Goy, we have a Kedusha Yisrael. And Isha has the full Kedusha Yisrael. She has an exemption if she doesn't want to. She doesn't have to observe the mitzvahs, but if she volunteers to do it, it's really true when she says every word of the bracha is true. She Kedushanu b'mitzvah Yisrael tzivanu. On the Tilos Lula, the women have the same level of Kedusha as the men, and Kedusha means Kedushan Ibn Sosim Tzivan, except that they have it, if they don't want to, they don't have to. But they have the Kedusha, so there should be Mechayev. What if an Eved Kanaini will decide to volunteer to shake a lulav, or to sit in the sukkah? Will Eved Kanaini be able to say a bracha? So Rav Soloveitchik said, if you're like this Rambam, the Eved Kanaini will not be able to. Because the Eved Kanaini only has an incomplete Kedusha Yisrael, not the same as an Isha. You say, you shouldn't say, lo, lo, me Isha, that that the women with respect to Zman Grama are the same as the Eved. No. The women with respect to Zman Grama, if they volunteer to shake a lulav, they say a bracha. Because it's true, Kiddushana b'mitzvah, so it's Ivana. They have the same level of Kedushas Yisrael as the men have. But the Eved Kenani has an incomplete Kedushas Yisrael. There is a Tesis in Gittin where Tesis says not so. Tesis says that if the Eved Kenani volunteers to elect Tvilin, he can elect Tvilin with a bracha also and say Kiddushana b'mitzvah, so it's Ivana. Yeah, that's Tesis l'shita sam. That's Tesis l'shita sam, that they hold that the Tvila Shni of the Eved Kenani after his mishtacher was only needed mid the Rabbanim. So on the level of the Raisa, calls man, he was an Eved Kenani, he had a full Kedushas Yisrael then also. So l'shita sam, that he has a full Kedushas Yisrael. So you can say a bracha also, Kiddushana b'mitzvah of Tzivan. So they should like to say, it sounds nicer to say like the Rambam, that the Isha and the Eved Kenani are not on the same level. The Isha is on a higher level. That's why we say three brachas, Shlos Ani Goy, Shlos Ani Ovid, Shlos Ani Ishna. Even though with respect to mitzvahs, the Isha and the Eved are the same, it's not true. They're not the same. The Isha has a full Kedusha, she's all with an exemption. She doesn't want to, she doesn't have to. And the Eved, with respect to tzitzis and tefillin, is like a nochri. He doesn't have the Kedusha, she's all to be mechayiv. Anyway, so this is the topic in the Gemara here.
According to the Sfaradim, who say that the Isha can't make a bracha on so they would hold that she doesn't have the full Kedushas Yisrael.
No, they just told that it's a bracha shein etzricha. The Gemara says one who says a bracha lebatola is in violation of Lasisa Hashem Shamakecha Lashov. So the Rabbi Natam understands that that's only an asmachta midirabbanan. That just like bracha shein etzricha is only midirabbanan. Let's say, what's an example of a bracha shein etzricha? Let's say a person spits all out a cup of coffee, then he wants to have another cup of coffee. So instead of making another cup of coffee and covering it with the shakol, he says, Bar Nefoshes. He says, Bar Nefoshes. Now he has to say another bracha shakol niyabitvara. Then when he finishes, he says, Bar Nefoshes again. So he was gurim bracha shein etzvicha. It wasn't necessary. But Lemaise, once he said Bar Nefoshes, then he has to say shakol, then he has to say Bar Nefoshes again. A person is in the middle of a meal. So, in the middle of the meal, they serve the soup on Shabbos morning. He benches after the soup, and then his wife gives the next course. He has to wash again and say Hamaitzi again, and then he has to bench a second time. He could have covered the whole meal with one Hamaitzi, one Apilus Yadam, and one Bichz Hamazon at the end. And arbitrarily, in the middle, he decides to say Bichz Hamazon. So you can't say it's a bracha levatamle, but it's a bracha shena tzvicha. It wasn't necessary for him to say all these brachas. So the Gemara says, Bracha Shein Etzvicha is only midirabbanim. The Gemara says, Bracha Shein Etzvicha is only anisa dirabbanim. Bracha Labatole, the Gemara says, and Lasisa Shem Shalvachal Ashot. So Rabbi Natam says it's only an asmachta. Bracha Labatole is mutaman atorah. What's wrong? He's praising the Rabbanu Shalom, let's say now. He's not putting on tefillin. He says, says it's one of the tefillin. He's praising the Rabbanu Shalom. So we say that's a bracha levatala. You're not putting out tefillin in the middle of the night. The bracha levatala is an isa. But the Rabbi Natam holds it's only an isa of the Rabban. The Magen Avraham says from the Rambam is mashma that he holds that bracha levatala is their isa. So this whole Rabbi Natam, that the Rabbi Natam says that the women are permitted to recite a bracha in the Sheikalula when they sit in Sukkot, this is the Rabbi Natam himself explains. This is l'shitasa because he holds that bracha levatala is only an isa of the Rabbanan. So that's why we have to permit the women to recite the bracha, because the Gemara had a machlekes Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Yosi. The din is in the opening pasuk of Chumas Vayikra. When a man brings a korban to the Beis Hamikdash, a lot of times he does smicha on the korban. You lean on the korban. That's a problem. You lean b'chol koicha, not just you put your hands floating on top. No, you lean on the animal in such a way that if you take the animal away, you'll fall down on the floor. So you really mishtamesh b'kotchim. There's an isa, there's a pasuk, l'tzabah b'kotchanecha. There's an isa me'ila, that's if you get benefit from hekdish. Then there's an isa avayda b'kotchim. If you make the animal service you, avayda, even if it's no me'ila, you're not being nana from it. So the Tosis explains, if you lean on an animal, in such a way that if you take away the animal, you're going to fall down. That's really a violation of even by Pchor, It's only called Shem Kalam. There's an Isa L'Segiz of Avodah. The Baba B'chor Sharech V'L'Sagaz B'chor Tzanach. By a Kotchim Kotchim, for sure there's an Isa Giza. Giza B'Avodah, for sure there's an Isa. So we assume that by men who are mechuyev to do smicha b'chol koyachai, the Torah says they're allowed to do the smicha even though it's a violation of avoda. But by women, they're not mechuyev the mitzvah of smicha. The abel bnei yisrael lo benas yisrael. The opening pasuk in the second pasuk in Vayikra. So bnei yisrael lo benas yisrael. What do you mean? A woman can't bring a carbon. The psukim b'feirish. No, a woman doesn't do smicha. A woman is not allowed to do smicha. So the Bizman Abayis, Bizman Bashan, a lot of the women's lit movement already began then. So a lot of the women felt hurt, they felt excluded. Why can't they do smicha? So they wanted to do imitation smicha. So there was a machlokes hatanoim. Would we allow them to do imitation smicha? We should really make exera the rabbanon. If you'll allow them to put their hands floating on top of the animal without really leaning, not to do smicha b'chol koichem, just bakufa yadaychu. That's the girsa that we have in all of our Gemaras and Chagiga, that Noshim Samchas Rishus, the Tana who holds Noshim, are permitted to do smicha, is only to do imitation smicha, not to really lean. Many Chachmei Provence had a different girsa in the Gemara. So the Ravid and the Meiri, they didn't have that girsa in the Gemara. They understood that if you hold Noshim Samchas Rishus, the women can even do smicha b'chol koichem. And even though they're not mechuyev to do the smicha, we say, like, Eser Deicha Lo Isesa, even though it's only an Eser Gimus. They're not mechuyev to do the essay still. Essay dechal is essay, they're allowed to do smicha even b'chol koichem. But that's against the girsa that we have. So the way we have, the way Tosis presents it, Rashi and Tosis, that our girsa in the Gemara is that according to the Tana, all noshim samchas v'shus, it's only about kufi yadaychu. Only you float your hands on top, you leave your hands on top, you don't lean on the animal. And the Tana who says, noshim are prohibited from doing smicha, even though it's only imitation smicha, because of the Gzeira, the Rabbanon, are afraid, maybe they'll forget, and they'll do smicha b'chol koichem. They'll see that men are doing smicha. By leaning on the animal, so they may forget that they're not allowed to, may do smicha b'chol koichem. So, but we paskin nasim samchas rishus. Why? What happened? We should have really made Gzeira, the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, because of this consideration that the women felt cheated, k'dei lasis nachas ruach l'noshim, the women feel cheated, why we don't allow them to do the smicha? So you have to allow them at least to violate a din de rabbanon. There really should have been such a gzera de rabbanon, not to allow the women to do smicha, even imitation smicha. We should have made such a gzera de rabbanon, but because of this conflicting consideration, k'dei lasas nachas ruach l'nashim, they shouldn't feel slighted, they shouldn't feel excluded from shmiras ha-mitzvahs. So they said, we're allowed to violate the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Natam says, who are dinami? They're allowed to recite their bracha. They're going to feel hurt. They can't say a bracha when they shake a lulav. The men say a bracha. Why can't we say a bracha? So Rabbi Natam, the Shitosa held that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanon, just like bracha shenetzvicha. That's befeirish in the Gemara. Bracha shenetzvicha is only the Rabbanon. So bracha levatol, Rabbi Natam held, is also only the Rabbanon. It's not Moitzi Shem Shema levatol. He's praising the Rabban Shalom. I say, Sha'akan liya b'dvara in the middle of nowhere. I'm praising the Baruch Hashem. He created everything in the world. I'm not drinking a cup of coffee now, but I'm praising the Baruch Hashem. So Rabbi Natan, the Shittasa holds that bracha levatol is only the Rabbanon. So we have to permit the violation of all the Rabbanons and Lurik Hadei Lassas Nachas Roch Lenoshim. So Chacham Avadya assumes that according to the way the Magen Avraham understood the Rambam, is not necessarily mukhrach in the Rambam. The Rambam just quotes the Gemara, that one who says that bracha levatol is a violation of loisisa. That says in the Gemara. So Rabbi Natam interpreted the Gemara that it's only an asmachta. The Rambam just says, word for word, the same as the Gemara. Could be the Rambam wasn't meant it's an asmachta. So the Magen Avraham says, from the stimas Rambam, he gets the impression that he doesn't agree with the Rabbi Natam. So if he doesn't agree, he knows that it's a bracha levatol is an isa deraisa, then the whole cheshbon of the Rabbi Natan wouldn't apply. The whole het of the Rabbi Natan for the women to say bracha on Zman Brahma, because we permit them to violate the Rabbanans because of the consideration of k'dei lasas nachas ruach l'noshim. But we don't permit them to violate any seder aisa. So that's why by the Sfardim they won't say brachas. Right? That's Chacham Avadya. As the whole shul, he talks about women davening musaf. Mishnah Berurah quotes the tzlach that women are not mechuyev to daven musaf, because women never participate in it. Women are not mechuyev to give matzas hashekel. If they want to give, we'll accept. If a nochi wants to donate matzas hashekel, we don't accept. A nochi can only give something as bob in ed and a dover. Matzas hashekel is like a chatas. It's not bob in ed and a dover. A pesach, korban pesach, is not bob in ed and a dover. So a nochi cannot violate. A chata, he cannot volunteer. A chatas cannot volunteer. A pesach, a noshom, can only volunteer an oil or a shlomin. I can't volunteer something unless it's bob ben ed and a dover. So a nochi cannot volunteer a machzah shekel either. A noshim can volunteer. Noshim have the full kedusha in Israel. And kedusha means kedusha and mitzvah. So it's even, if they don't want to, they don't have to give machzah shekel. But if they do want to, so that's like ena mitzvah v'yaisa. It's not the same as a nochi ena mitzvah v'yaisa. The women's ena mitzvah v'yaisa means they have a full kedusha in Israel. So Chacham Avaya has quotes on Machlokes where the women are mechuyev to daven musaf and not. And he poses a problem. He quotes the Sfaradim Shacharanim poses the problem. If you hold that women are not mechuyev to daven musaf, then when they daven musaf, it's a bracha levatole. It's a bracha levatole. So they're not allowed to daven musaf. But other poskim hold they're mechuyev to daven musaf. How do you resolve this issue? How do you satisfy the both opinions that Noshim are Mechuyiv to Dam and Musaf? The other side, they're not Mechuyiv, and therefore, Tal Dam and Musaf will be Bochel about Tala. So Chacham Avadya quotes Achrayim, who recommends, Fardish Achrayim, recommend that the women shouldn't Dam and Musaf, they should listen word for word to every word that the Chazan says in Musaf and be Yotzei with the Chazaris Hashatz. They shouldn't say Musaf on their own, they should listen to the Chazan repeating the Musaf, the cholera, I don't know, that would be Sfardish of women too. Mm-hmm. We follow Chacham Avadya. I don't know, that's an interesting chiddush. We learned a lot about Geirus here. We're not finished yet. We learned a lot about Geirus. One of the things we discussed was it's not really proper for a peasant to accept a ger who's not megayer l'shem shamayim. Let's say the ger only wants to convert in order to get ahead in Israeli society. So it's so important for him, he'll even keep the mitzvahs. But it's not that he looked into it and is really convinced that the Jewish religion is the true religion, everything else is avodah zarah. He wants to marry a Jewish girl, or he wants to get ahead in the Israeli army or something. So that was a machlokes hatanoim, whether the geirus is chal b'dyeved. That was on Chof Dalet on the base, at the end of the second period. And we pasken that b'dyeved, the geirus is valid, even though it was not l'shem shamayim. But l'chatchil is not proper her bezin to accept such a geir. In the last 100 years, the last 80, 90, 100 years, in Europe and here in America also, many rabbanim on the Kabbal geirim, and it's clearly the Shem Nishas, the norm of converting in order to marry a Jewish spouse. So the Rabbi Meiser was the rabbi who had a paskin all of these modern shilas, and he died in the middle of the Second World War. So he has a tshuva about this. He has many tshuvas about modern situations. So he quotes earlier paskin who talk about this. So he says, B'dyeved, the geirus will be chal. We paskin, even though the motivation to convert was not l'shem shamayim, it was in order to marry a Jewish spouse, or in order to get ahead in politics, in order to get ahead in the Israeli army, in parnasa, whatever. So, but b'dyeved the geirus will be chal. And if we're not going to be megayer him, he'll probably go to a reform rabbi, and he'll convert, and then he'll marry the girl anyway. So he'll live the yisur with the girl. The reform rabbi is a apostle of Bezin. So the whole geirus will not be valid. So the Jewish girl will be living with a nachri. So we may as well give in and be megayer under the circumstances. But usually it's only muta b'dyeved. So he quotes earlier poskim say like this, when he get to other issues as well. That a lot of things that it's only muta b'dyeved, it's also l'chatchila. But if you're faced with a big shas hatchak, that's you have to. A lot of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein's tshuvas are based on that. That in America, a lot of things are b'shas hatchak, because people are just not going to observe fully. So b'shas hatchak, we can allow l'chatchila, what usually is only allowed b'dyeved. So that's why for many years, many Rabbanim would be Megayer Nachrim, the same issues, even though it's clear in the Gemara that L'chatchil you're not allowed to do that. But we know the alternative is going to live together anyway. So other Rabbis, so we should hurry up and be Megayer them, so it won't be in violation of the Issa of Nisui Tarubis.
Rabbi Bezir Kabbalah's all mitzvahs in those Geiris?
That was the issue. If there's no Kabbalah on mitzvahs, then the whole thing is a farce. If there is a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, but the motivation was not the Shem Shemayim, but Lemaisa, they are keeping mitzvahs, at least some of the highlights of the mitzvahs. So then we say that B'dievet the Geiris is Chal. But if it's not only not religiously motivated, there isn't even a Shemiris on mitzvahs either, then the whole thing is a joke. So the Geiris is not valid at all. The Kabbalah on mitzvahs is certainly Miyakev. So the next Gemara is going to discuss this topic. Just like when the ger converts, you have to be tovel in the mikvah. You need kabbalas on mitzvah. So it sounds like kosalka daitoch. They thought that when you have an eved knaini and you meshacher him and he's yotze lecheres, he needs tvila shniya. Either min haterem or the rabbanon. Machlokes Rab Chaim quotes machlokes the Tosfos. Quoted by the Muki Yosef, we don't have the Tosfos on the daf. The Muki Yosef and Yavamas quotes the Tosfos. It's only with the Rabban and the Ramam is mashma beferish that the tefillah shniya after the shichur is needed in Torah because the ger, because the eved kahani only had a partial kedushas yisrael, didn't have the full din yisrael. So you need a tefillah shniya to be mashlem the kedushas yisrael. So the Gemara thought kosal kadai that the simple reading of the brisa was that. Not only do they both need tefillah, but they both need kabbalas on mitzvah. So Gemara is going to discuss, is that true or not? So in this discussion, they're going to quote here on the top of we'll have to get, I'll have to go back to it again. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Parshas Bo. In Parshas Bo, you have all the dinim of Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim had the regular dinim of Pesach Doris, plus a whole bunch of Hayruah Shoah. Mastechem Chagurim, Nalechem Baraglechem, Akelchem Yetchem, Achal Tamosa Bechipozen, Aleitzish Mitzah Pesach Boiker, all of these dinim are Hayruah Shoah. These are not dinim of Doris, you always have to eat Korban Pesach and Pesach Night Bechipozen? No. No, after you finish eating Korban Pesach, you can go visit other people also. Yeah, so the Pesach Mitzrayim had dinim l'doris, and it had a couple of hayrashah there too. So one of the psukim that's l'doris says, v'chalevet, the Gemara quotes it on the top of Mem Ches HaMenala. It says, v'chalevet ish miknas kesed l'malta also, oz yochalbo. If a person has, a couple is married, and they have a baby boy, so just like kolor le'yochalbo, if the man, the Jewish man, is an Orel, he didn't have a bris milah, he's not allowed to eat Korban Pesach. We extrapolate from Korban Pesach, he's not allowed to eat any Korban. And if he's a Kohen, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Kohen Orel is not allowed to eat Truma. That's Perika Orel in the end of Yevamos. All about the Orel, not allowed to eat Truma. So not only is there a din that an Orel is not allowed to eat Kol Orel Yoch, but can eat Korban Pesach, if a Jewish couple has a baby who didn't have a bris milah yet, also, the parents are not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The parents can't eat the Korban Pesach. Milos HaBein is Me'akev, the parents Milech of the Korban Pesach. Milos HaEved also. Chol Eved ish Miknaskez Malta also. If you mal the Eved, Oz Yochad Bo, then the Odon is allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. Kol's man that the parents have a child who is not Gemalt, they can't eat Korban Pesach. And if a person has another Knaini who is not Gemalt, also the person can't eat the Korban Pesach.
In the case of a baby, would it be, let's say, a seven-day-old baby, would that be Markov?
So that, the Gemara, the Babli has a suffix later, Ayin Aleph on the base, I think. Here Rabbi Kivege tells you to look in the Maharsho, and Ayin Aleph on the base. And Ayin Aleph on the Aleph, the Gemara has that shayla. That's called Orlo Shalom Bismana. The baby is an Orlo, but he's not yet 8 days old. It's a you're not allowed to do the bris. So the Babli has a suffix whether he has a din of an Orel. Maybe the baby only is considered an Orel, the Jewish baby is only considered an Orel from the eighth day on. Before the eighth day, maybe he's not called an Orel. So the Babli remains as an Ebayah de Lev Shita. But all the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Orel Shalav Bizman is not called an Orel. So the parents would be allowed to eat. In that case, the parents would be allowed to eat from the Korban Pesach. That's a beferish gemara. The shaila is, we'll have to see. Does that mean that whenever you're not mechuyev to do the bris milah, then performing the bris is not makkel? Let's say the mother is not mechuyev to be mal her baby son. A father is mechuyev. That's one of the differences between the father and the mother. The father has an obligation to see to it that his baby boy has a bris milah. The mother does not have such an obligation. Mother is not mechuyev to take care of the bris milah. Normally, the mother, if there's no father, let's say the couple got divorced, and the mother's raising and the mother had gave birth, see, normally the mother will arrange for it. But strictly speaking, the mother is not mechuyev to take care of it. The person, Klal Yisrael, has to take care, but the mother is not mechuyev. So that's a question. Let's say the mother has to bring a Korban Pesach, but the mother is not mechuyev to be malad baby. So if the baby wouldn't even be 8 days old, the bris of the baby would not be ma'akev the parents meeting Korban Pesach. Why? Because they're not mechuyev to be malim. So what if the baby is a month old, but there's no father? Let's say the father's a goy, or the father died, and you just have the mother, and the mother is not mechuyev to be malim baby, and the person will get around to it. Is the mother allowed to eat Korban Pesach or not? He said, milas ha'bein is ma'akev melecha Korban Pesach. No, the mother's not mechuyev or not?
So the father... Let's say the father is there and the baby is sick, it can't have a bris.
I think we assume that the baby is not an oral. We assume the baby is not an oral then. Just like if it's not yet the eighth day, the baby, we pass on it like the Rishami. The Babli doesn't come to a conclusion. All the Rishami quote the Rishami that before the eighth day, the baby is not called an oral. So if the baby was sick before the eighth day, if the eighth day came and they didn't do a bris and it's already a month old and then the baby gets sick, so then the fact the baby didn't have a bris milah is mark of the parents from eating Korban Pesach because he could have taken care of the bris earlier, a week or two early when the baby was not sick. But if the baby was sick within the 8 days and it never reached the eighth day with the possibility to do the bris milah, then the whole chi of milah didn't get off the ground yet. It wasn't even chal. Baby's not yet considered an oral. I don't think so. Baby's not yet considered an oral. There's even a discussion. Let's say the baby is sick, so you're not supposed to perform this mila suffix sakana. And the moral performs the bris mila anyway, and the baby survives. So it's a glory milson amafreya that everything was okay. So it says in the poskim that it's not so. Since there was a suffix, you didn't have, the doctors don't yet have ruach hakodesh. They didn't know how it's going to turn out. They said there's a suffix sakana, so the din says you're not supposed to do the bris milah. So even if you went ahead and you did it and nothing happened, absolutely nothing went wrong, a lot of poskim hold that you're not yotze. It's like doing the milah toch mana. If you do the bris within the 8 days, so we paskin, shach paskins every day, you have to do atavas dam bris again when it comes the 8th day. So the same thing if the baby was sick and there was a suffix sakana. Even though it turns out later that it was a mistake, but at the time that you do the bris, the din was that you weren't supposed to do the bris because there was a suffix sakana. So that's considered like a mila toch zmana, and you have to repeat a lot of poskim hold. You have to repeat it again later on. There's such a tshuva, I think the Maamshik talks about it. A man had the chazaka for years and years. He used to blow shofar in a shul. Then he developed a heart condition. So the doctor told him he's not allowed to blow shofar, he may get a heart attack. So he was a knacker, and he didn't want to listen to the doctor. He had the chazak of something. He blew shofar, and nothing went wrong. So he said, you see, I blew the shofar, and then he didn't get a heart attack. So I think the Maamshik has, if I'm not saying the Maamshik has a tshuva. He says the people weren't yotzei. They have to hear the kiyos over from somebody else. Since at the time that he blew, he wasn't allowed to blow, so he doesn't have the ability to be moitzi the others. He's called Eina Mechuyev B'Dover. It's a big chiddush. It's called Eina Mechuyev B'Dover vis-a-vis blowing. Even though he's Mechuyev to hear, you're not going to get a heart attack from listening. So the Baltikeya who blew wasn't allowed to blow Misafik Sakana. So even though it's a glowing Muslim afraid, nothing happened. He didn't get sick at all. But this considered Eina Mechuyev B'Dover when he gave to blowing, and the tzibah wasn't yotzei. They have to, if it's still Rosh Hashanah, they have to listen to tears from someone else. That's a big chiddush. And many poskim can say the same here. If the baby got sick in the middle of the, before the eighth day came, so he never became an oral. He only becomes an oral when it's Yom HaShemini, and he's healthy enough to do the Bris Mila. Because the Bris Mila, if you do a Bris Mila and the baby dies before cause of the Bris, so not only did you violate Ritzicha, also you weren't Yotze the Mitzvah of Bris Mila. Bris Mila has to be a successful surgery. If because of the Bris the baby dies, not only did you violate Lo Sirtzach, you didn't become the Mitzvah of Bris Mila, and the bracha that you said Al Mila was a bracha Lamatola. It has to be a successful surgery. So whenever it's questionable whether the baby's healthy enough, even though it's only a suffix, all of medicine, much of medicine is a suffix, even though it's only a suffix, that's the din. That suffix sakana, you have to go to chumra, and you're not allowed to do the bris, so it's considered as if it's a mila doshmana, doshmana. So here the Gemara is going to discuss that pasuk. Cholevet ish miknas kesel malta osas yachal boy. Why does it say cholevet ish? Cholevet, why doesn't it just say cholevet? If you have an Eved, Knaini, Kozman, you're not Mal the Eved, the owner of the Odon is not allowed to Milas Eved, is Ma'akib, the Odon Melech of the Korban Pesach. Why does it say Evedish? Does it mean Evedish, but Loi Evedisha? The Gemara can't believe that that's the Pshat. So here is a big, this whole Sugi is going to be discussing at length that Pasuk. Why does it say B'chal Evedish? It cannot possibly mean Evedish, but Loi Evedish. That's what Rabbi Kivegi refers. You look in the Maharsha. Why can't it mean Ebedish for the Ebedisha? The thing is that the women are not Mechuyiv, Lama Lasabein. So if the women are not Mechuyiv, Lama Lasabein, they're probably not Mechuyiv, Lama Lasabein, Kanani either. So why shouldn't we say Ebedish for the Ebedisha? If a woman has an Ebed Kanani, since she's not Mechuyiv to be Malim, so she's allowed to eat Korban Pesach, even if they're not Malim. But the Gemara rejects it. Or failing. No, it can't be. Evedish, well, Evedish, that's utterly ridiculous. It can't be. Why is it so bad? So the Mashal points out, because the Gemara says later on, Ayin Aleph on the base, if the parents are unable to be mild with child, so then the Gemara discusses whether the Gemara talks about the mother was unable to, the mother and the father were both in jail and they weren't able to be mild with child. What are you talking about? The mother is in jail. The mother is not mechuyev l'amal asabein. So it would appear from the Gemara that even though the mother is not mechuyev l'amal asabein, maybe not mechuyev to be mother Eved either, still, milas ha'eved and milas ha'bein is me'aka melech of the carbon pesach, even though you're not mechuyev. Even though the mother is not mechuyev to be mother. In the next week, we'll have to continue learning. This is a very important topic. This Eved Ish, v'lo Eved Ish, what does the word Ish mean in the Pasuk is a big discussion here. We'll have to continue next week. In this week's Sedra, in Parshas Bahaloscha, you have at the end of the Sedra, the man was coming down, Lechem and Hashemayim, and the people were complaining. Every day you eat man, the same food, day and night, all three meals a day you eat man. The Medrash says the man tasted like whatever they wanted it to taste like. So if you want it to taste like ice cream, it definitely tastes like French fries. Whatever you want is gevaldik. But they were complaining. So then the Rebbe Shalom brought the slav, and the slav was chicken, fowl. And then the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry, HaBasar Aden Ben Shineim, Derem Yikareis, the chicken was still stuck in their teeth, and then many people died. Why was there such a difference between the Ochle HaMan and the Ochle HaSlav? So apparently Rav Soloveitchik has in one of his printed drushes that the man they all recognized was Lechem Min HaShemayim. They all recognized this Parnas is clearly Min HaShemayim. The Slav says Vayoga Salve Min HaYom. Doesn't say Min HaShemayim. It was Min HaYom. If a person has the attitude that Parnas is Min HaShemayim, the Gemara says Parnas is Min HaShemayim. Gemara has on the first daf in Maseches Tainus that there are certain things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give over to the Shluchim. The Rebbeinu Shlom supervises that himself. So one of them is Parnassah. Parnassah is directly Min HaShemayim. So Kozman, they had the attitude that the Parnassah is Min HaShemayim, so then everything was fine. They're not going to, if a person has the attitude that, if I work hard, then I'm going to make more money, understand, he may have the Yetzirah to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov to make more money. He may decide to cheat in business in order to make more money. He may decide to give up kashrus because kosher food is more expensive than non-kosher food. If the person has the attitude that parnasa is min hashamayim, he won't have this Yetzirah to work on Shabbos and Yom Tov. He won't have the Yetzirah to cheat from other people, to be masrik lul on other people's parnasa, to take away from someone else's parnasa. Or he won't decide to eat treifas in order to make more money. The parnasa is menashe mayim. Whatever they're going to give menashe mayim, they'll give him. But that's why many have the practice to recite Parsha Saman every day in Shulchan Aruch. Aruch Chaim, the Merabbe recommends such a practice. Amidas Chasidus to recite Parsha Saman at the end of davening every day before you go to work, to have this attitude ingrained in your mind. Parnasa is menashe mayim. And therefore, not to be masik vula, not to work on Shabbos. So that was the main difference. That's what Rav Soloveitchik suggested. That was the main difference between the Ochlei Haman, the Ochlei HaSlav. The man they all recognized was Lechem Min HaShemayim. The Slav says, Vayoga Salim Min Ayom. They thought it came with Derech HaTeva. They didn't realize that the Slav is also part of Parnasa. Parnasa is all Min HaShemayim. Okay, Belineta, next week we will continue learning the Shabbos.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
What, an adopted baby, how are they tovel the baby?
Apparently there's no problem. Babies will not choke in the water. They hold the baby under the water. I'm sometimes petrified when the adoptive father holds the baby under the water. I'm so frightened. There's no problem. They hold the baby under the water for a few minutes.
Rabbi Friedler's daughter? Oh my God. I don't remember. I only remember. Interesting. There's no problem. Okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Good night. Rabbi, it's Dave Steinberg. Would it be okay for me to call you for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah. I'd love to. Yeah.